Carol Ofori.
Welcome, it is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one. It's your daytime queen, Carol Ofori. If you're just joining us, you're just in time. We've got Jason Goliath on the line. We're going to chat to him in like a second. Let's just have a look at the traffic, and then we're going to find out what shows where fun vibes. Yes. From fun vibes to the street vibes, what's happening on the roads, B?
So what is happening at the moment? So if you're on the N2 South, we have the stationary vehicle after the Umngeni Road interchange. That vehicle is currently obstructing the left lane. Also be on the lookout for a stationary vehicle if you are traveling on the N3 from Durban going towards Pietermaritzburg. The vehicles after the Cliffdale interchange in the left lane. And then the accident from a little earlier on the N2 South before the Doonside off-ramp has officially cleared. Andy James is up next. Next, with your latest in traffic for the East Coast Radio Traffic Team. Here with you, I'm Muhle Hlatjwayo.
Report traffic now. SMS traffic to 33116. SMS cost R1.50.
All right, it is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And if you're looking for something fun and a laugh and a good time for this weekend, starting from today, I suggest you check out Jason and Nicholas Goliath. They're currently on a nationwide tour, bringing laughter and joy to audiences across the country. I saw they braved the cold and they were in the Eastern Cape last weekend. And this weekend, it's our turn. The tour is called the Happiness Economy Comedy Tour, and it has just arrived in Durban. So on the line with me, Jason Goliath, MC, comedian, actor, television presenter, podcaster, yay, everything. How are you, Jason?
You forgot to say Jim Porter Payer. That's why I have to do all of those things. How are you, daytime queen?
I'm good, thanks, and you, Jay?
You know, as soon as I got your vibes, I am amazing. It's always good to hear you, and to your listeners, thank you so much for having me.
Oh man, so exciting. Happiness Economy Tour. You were out in the Eastern Cape. I saw you brave the cold. You were in the snow making people laugh. Now it's our turn. What can we expect with this tour in KZN?
So, Durban, you got one opportunity, Friday night. And my advice is this, come through. I'm just saying that what we've realized is, I think not only has the whole country desperately been in need for a bit of a laugh, but I think people are also in a bit of a need for a holiday from their lives. And based on this economy, not all of us can take holidays. So coming to a comedy show is like just taking a two-hour vacation from your problems. Because while you're laughing, you can't be thinking about any of those problems. And the best part is this particular show is not just about the jokes. So if you've seen us before, you know we're all about jokes and laughter. But we are really leaning into motivation, happiness. And the show is all about trying to figure out what happiness even is. How do we possess it? How do we maximize it? And Nicholas and I are so excited to be bringing it to the Onoma Hotel on Friday night. And I think it's going to blow people's minds. It's done incredibly well across the country. And I think that the main comment that has left warmth in our heart has been, after the show, people go, this is the first stand-up comedy show where we've laughed until we've cried and cried until we cried. Mm. Laughed until you cry and cry until you cry. And I think that sums up the show perfectly.
I love the sound of that. It's happening tomorrow, Onoma Hotel. Tickets are at Web Tickets. Is that correct? 150 a pop?
100% tickets at Web Tickets. There's a couple of tickets left, so get onto Web Tickets right now. And then if you are going to miss out in Durban, we are at the Wild Coast on Sunday. So if you want to take a quick short left up the coast, we're at the Wild Coast on Sunday. That show starts at 3 o'clock, so a bit of a matinee show. There are show and stays, etc. available as well. So either join us at Onoma Hotel Friday night Durban, or Sunday afternoon we're at the Wild Coast. Nicholas and I have got a hot show for you, and I promise you, it's not only going to make you laugh, but it's going to make you feel, and most importantly, it's going to make you feel better.
Oh, I love the sound of that. Now, you know, Jason, your career has been like, wow, leaps and bounds. Every year, something new, something more exciting is happening with you, and it's been beautiful to watch, you know. I remember the days when you had that beautiful restaurant out in Melrose. I would often come with the family for laughs and dinner, and it was just always so fantastic. And now you're in the podcasting space. The podcast looks phenomenal. Can you chat to us about, you know, first of all, the podcast, and also what else is coming for Jason? Because I know you've got the Happiness Economy, you're doing the tour, but I'm almost certain there's things just sitting in the bag. You're going to throw them out very soon.
So I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to send you a text immediately after saying, please, can you bring some of this happiness to the podcast? So what happened is, Nicholas and I, you know, like all entertainers had a very difficult COVID, and it led to us talking about what is happiness, why are we so enthralled by it, yet we all admit it's a very subjective thing and everybody seems to constantly be in the pursuit. So we started a podcast called The Happiness Economy, where we invite people who, you know, based on social media, everybody looks happy. So if I follow you on social media and it looks like your life is happy, what the podcast is there to do is to interrogate that happiness. So we figured if we spoke to enough people who we perceive to be happy, maybe we can not only interrogate what makes those people happy, but find some kind of data points that we could share with everybody and perhaps even come up with a little bit of a formula. And that's exactly what the show wraps up with. So the comedy show is essentially all the learnings from the podcast series, which is also called The Happiness Economy. It's available in all the podcast streaming platforms. My favorite is to watch it on YouTube so you can actually see the faces. But it's just a podcast filled with beautiful conversations. So sometimes it's people expressing pain and how they recovered that pain. Sometimes it's people expressing joy and how they maintain that joy. Either way, I just think just valuable, valuable insight and some of your favorite people telling stories that they've never had an opportunity or a platform to tell. So I can't wait to have you on because you're a beacon of happiness every single day. You shine bright on bad days. And we can't wait to investigate what the recipe for Carol's happiness is, because I think many people will benefit from that.
Oh, you are amazing. I'm there like a bear, babes. Like, they're like a bear.
No, I can't wait. I can't wait. Like, no, it's going to be our headline episode. We must get good at podcasting before we have you. That's how excited we are. But it definitely is worth checking out. And especially if you're going through something, it's always just nice to know that you're not alone and to hear some insights and perspectives of how to get through the thing that you're going through. Because I think if we're honest, all of us are going through something at the moment. Some of it big, some of it small. But regardless, everybody's going through something. And it's nice to come together in a more positive light and share some lived experiences, which is what happens on the podcast. And the same thing happens in the live show. I think people are in for a treat. The podcast is not supposed to be funny. The live show is supposed to be very funny. I just want to clear that up. Either way.
I love it. Onomo Hotel tomorrow night. Tickets at Web Ticket, $150. I absolutely agree with you. There's so much going on in the world. If you can grab a night of comedy with friends or even by yourself, go and laugh by yourself. Have a good time. And it's the vibes. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Jason.
Let me just say it as nice as I can, because I want Durban people to feel in. Exeo Durban, what kind? What all dollaring tomorrow night? If you're not too busy, hit 1-2 Charles but a posy, then grab your sticky and come through 1-2 tops, 1-2 laughs. We're going to have a top time, Exeo.
I think you've translated.
That's my best one.
It is the best. I think you've actually translated it perfectly for us to understand what is
happening. I'm going to come for some minerals,
Exeo. I love it. Jason Goliath, thank you for your time. Looking forward to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And all the best. I'll see you on your podcast.
Stay happy, my baby. Stay happy.
There we go. Thank you so much. That's Jason Goliath, everybody. You can catch him out at Onomo Hotel tomorrow night. Yes, along with Nicholas Goliath. They are carrying their beautiful The Happiness Economy comedy tour. It was Eastern Cape last week. Now it's in Durban. You don't want to miss it. As I mentioned, tickets at Web Tickets, R150. And if you miss it, Sunday, they have a show at the Wild Coast Sun Resort.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.